WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Two people shot and killed, one of them a recent high school graduate, following graduation ceremonies in Richmond, Virginia. ABC's Faith Abube is outside the theater where it happened.
Investigators are still trying to determine what led to this deadly mass shooting, but they described the scene as absolute chaos, mayhem. Hundreds of people were inside this park celebrating, taking photographs, and then other graduates and their loved ones were walking out of a graduation ceremony when suddenly gunshots rang out.
A 19-year-old is now in custody. Entering the 2024 Republican race for president, former Vice President Mike Pence, who released a video announcement today, also launching his campaign for the White House, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Smoke from the intense Canadian wildfires blanketing the northeastern U.S. in a haze. Air quality alerts have been issued from Boston down through North Carolina. This is ABC News. Florida officials now confirming that they were behind flights taking people who crossed the border into Texas to California.
Florida's Division of Emergency Management, an agency that's often busy with handling hurricane response, confirms it paid to fly migrants from Texas to California. And it's defending itself against California's claims the migrants were moved through lies and deceit, promised jobs waiting for them in California. Florida releasing video clips it says shows the California-bound migrants willingly signing documents to go and celebrating when they arrived. Still, California's top prosecutor is threatening criminal kidnapping charges against Florida officials and maybe even Governor Ron DeSantis for moving the migrants. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
New York City is now filing a lawsuit of its own against two major car makers. It's suing Hyundai and Kia over design flaws in some of their cars that can make them easier to steal. How-to videos for boosting the cars have been spread on social media. Several other cities have also sued the companies. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tourism in Western Wisconsin rose along with the rest of the state last year. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism reported a 13% increase in economic impact, rising to $23.7 billion in 2022. Eau Claire County posted a record $433 million of economic impact from tourism, or 13.9% higher than a year ago. La Crosse County came in just under $500 million at $489 million worth of economic impact and was slightly above the state's average increase at 13.1%. In fact, all 72 counties in Wisconsin saw more tourism dollars in 2022. A Sparta man was hurt after a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital with his injuries. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking about Stevie Wonder on a Wednesday morning. Man, can't go wrong with that, that's for sure. Welcome back, everybody. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show on your local Civic Media radio station. I'm your host, Stu Daniels. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you're having a good day so far. It's about 9 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. We've been discussing a few different things on the show today. And one thing that I've been wondering is, why do some lawmakers feel the need to get involved in the sex lives of citizens? Why is that? Why do they feel they need to regulate what kind of sex you can have? And how you deal with your own sex life. And do you believe that's going on like I believe it's going on? By the way, this is an audience participation show. Feel free to call in if you have any opinions on anything we've discussed today. Phone number is 715-388-7155. And the reason I'm bringing this up now is because, as you probably know, there is a big effort underway to control women's health care by some politicians, by some lawmakers. Many lawmakers want to outlaw abortion, no matter what the problem is, no matter if the woman's life is in danger, no matter what the situation is. No abortions, and there's a lot of rumblings going on about lawmakers, some of them at least, wanting to outlaw birth control. So if you want to have sex, you better be careful, because no birth control, no abortions, everybody's going to have a lot of kids. Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up is there's a new story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Jesse Apoyan. The headline is, a bipartisan bill would allow Wisconsin pharmacists to prescribe some forms of birth control. How do you feel about this? Is this something Wisconsin should consider? What if pharmacists could prescribe birth control? Well, there's actually a bipartisan bill. So I'm happy to see both Democrats and Republicans supporting this effort. Imagine how difficult it must be for some women, especially some younger women, to get the birth control they need. The dateline on this is Madison. It says, Wisconsin pharmacists would be allowed to prescribe some forms of birth control under a bipartisan bill, getting a hearing in the legislature for the first time since the state's abortion ban took effect. Similar efforts have been pursued in previous legislative sessions, and while they have not become law, they have continued to gain support in the legislature, while some lawmakers remain skeptical, if not outright opposed. The state assembly passed the bill with overwhelming bipartisan support in 2021, but it was never taken up by the Senate. Bill co-author Representative Joel Kitchens, a Republican from Sturgeon Bay, told members of the Assembly Committee on Health, Aging, and Long-Term Care that he is optimistic the proposal will make it to the Senate floor, adding that it was only about one vote short from being considered in the previous session. At times during a hearing on the bill yesterday, Tuesday, there was confusion over what the bill would do. Representative David Murphy, a Republican from Greenville, suggested the proposal would allow lawmakers to circumvent the Federal Food and Drug Administration. The FDA is the sole arbiter in deciding which drugs can be provided over the counter, that is, without a prescription. Murphy argued the bill would be an end run around the process. Under the bill, women would still need a prescription to obtain birth control, but it would add pharmacists to physicians and advanced practice nurses in their ability to provide that prescription. The bill would allow pharmacists to prescribe and dispense hormonal contraceptives in pill and patch formats to women who are at least 18 years old. To do so, the pharmacist would need to verify that the medication is not contraindicated for the patient based on a self-assessment questionnaire and blood pressure screening. After prescribing the contraceptive, the pharmacist would be required to send a report to the patient's primary care practitioner. Pharmacists who are morally opposed to birth control would not be required to prescribe it, Kitchens said. The proposal has more than 40 co-sponsors, all Republicans, with the exception of Representatives Lisa Subek. Let me go over this again so I make it more clear. The proposal has more than 40 co-sponsors. All Republicans are co-sponsoring it. It says here, with the exceptions of Representatives Lisa Subek, Democrat from Madison, Christine Sinicki, Democrat And this might be a typographical error. Maybe it means all Democrats are supporting it, with the exceptions of these Democrats: Lisa Subek from Madison, Christine Sinicki from Milwaukee, Ryan Clancy from Milwaukee, and Darren Madison of Milwaukee. It's kind of confusing. I'll continue. It says medical groups registered in favor of the bill include the Wisconsin chapter of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the Wisconsin Association of Local Health Departments and Boards, the Wisconsin Public Health Association, and the Wisconsin Primary Healthcare Association. Here's a quote. "We should not be putting up artificial barriers that deny women more choices when it comes to their reproductive health care," Kitchens said. Now, he's a Republican. He said that during Tuesday's hearing. Supporters argue the bill would reduce unplanned pregnancies and generally expand access to reproductive health care. While birth control is the most common use for contraceptives, they are also used to prevent ovarian cysts, treat endometriosis, and lessen the severity of menstrual side effects, including migraines. Reducing unplanned pregnancies could have positive effects, including reducing intergenerational poverty, reducing abortions, and saving tax dollars, Kitchens said, noting that research has shown that unplanned pregnancies occur in the highest rates among younger women and women living in poverty. How do you feel about that? You have an opinion? Feel free to give us a call. 715-388-7155 is the phone number. I would be interested to hear what the audience has to say. I think that's a good thing if it makes it easier for women to get the health care and the contraceptives that they need. Going to play some more music and take another break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, it's Congressman Tom Tiffany, and I want to let you know my office is here to help you. Maybe you are having trouble getting a passport before your trip, haven't received your IRS refund, or a veteran who needs help with a VA claim. My office can help you get a quick response from federal agencies. Please give us a call today at 715-298-9344. Again, that's 715-298-9344. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
The The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones, so it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older, and sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen, now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your Ethel, turn!
Calm down!
What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 50. Tonight, partly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Upper 70s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for storms continues. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. And I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
Oh, yeah. I thought I heard a listener say, hey, is that song about reincarnation? Yeah, it is. It's a song about reincarnation. Same guy just comes back again and again and again and eventually becomes, what, a Starfleet fighter or something in the future? Pretty wild story. It's a song called Highwayman by the Highwaymen. I was at Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson. Interesting song. I love hearing that song. Yeah, welcome back, everybody. It's a Wednesday morning, 7th of June. I'm Stu Daniels. Hope you're having a good day so far. Thanks for tuning in. We're taking your calls if you want to be involved in the big radio program. Phone number is 715-388-7155. Just before that break, we were talking about contraception. There's a new bill introduced, supported by many Republicans in Wisconsin, that would allow pharmacists to prescribe contraceptive pills or even a patch, whatever the case may be. So one of the sponsors of this bill is Joel Kitchens, Republican from Sturgeon Bay, and he brings up a lot of good points. And during his testimony yesterday in the state assembly, Kitchens raised a number of arguments raised by opponents of the bill, including a comment made at a previous hearing suggesting that the hormones from birth control that make their way into waterways could result in men developing feminine features, such as growing breasts. And Kitchen says, if that were true, I'm pretty sure I'd be a D cup by now, noting that the FDA first approved oral contraception in 1960. Other arguments against the bill include suggestions that it is unsafe for women to be prescribed birth control without visiting their primary care provider, and that hormonal contraceptives act as abortifacients, along with a general moral opposition to contraception. Hormonal contraceptives prevent pregnancy by reducing or completely stopping ovulation and thickening mucus in the cervix to prevent sperm from entering the uterus. Groups registered in opposition to the bill include Pro-Life Wisconsin. They don't want you to get abortions, and they don't want you to have contraception. And also other groups, the Wisconsin Catholic Conference and Wisconsin Family Action. What's your opinion on this? 715-388-7155. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Two people shot and killed, one of them a recent high school graduate, following graduation ceremonies in Richmond, Virginia. ABC's Faith Abube is outside the theater where it happened.
Investigators are still trying to determine what led to this deadly mass shooting, but they describe the scene as absolute chaos, mayhem. Hundreds of people were inside this park celebrating, taking photographs, and then other graduates and their loved ones were walking out of a graduation ceremony when suddenly gunshots rang out.
A 19-year-old is now in custody. Entering the 2024 Republican race for president, former Vice President Mike Pence, who released a video announcement today, also launching his campaign for the White House, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Smoke from the intense Canadian wildfires blanketing the northeastern U.S. in a haze. Air quality alerts have been issued from Boston down through North Carolina, New York City, with the worst air on the planet Tuesday. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tourism dollars are booming in western Wisconsin as the state reported a 13% increase in economic impact due to tourism, $23.7 billion in 2022. Eau Claire County posted a record $433 million of economic impact, while La Crosse County came in just under a half billion dollars at $489 million. In fact, all 72 counties in Wisconsin saw more tourism dollars in 2022. A Sparta man was hurt in a crash on Highway 27 near Cataract Tuesday morning. That's just north of Sparta. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said the vehicle went off of the road and the driver overcorrected and rolled the vehicle several times before it landed on its roof and blocked both lanes of Highway 27. The man was taken to a hospital for his injuries. And congrats to Altoona, St. Croix Falls, Aquinas, Ithaca, and McDonald for advancing to next week's state high school baseball championships. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once in a lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but
father of Jesus. Everybody wants to go up to heaven, but none of them want to die. I don't want no peace. I'm a need equal rights and justice. I got to get it.
Criminals. Everybody is talking about crime, but who are the criminals? Peter Tosh, a great song on a Wednesday morning. Welcome back. I'm Stu Daniels. You're listening to the Stu Daniels Show on your local Civic Media radio station. Give us a call. 715-388-7155 is the phone number if you want to chime in on anything we've been discussing today. And we've been discussing quite a few things. Early in the show, I mentioned that today is my first day doing my new show. And thanks to Mike Crute for filling in for me on Monday and Tuesday. But the reason I wasn't here is because I was at a concert. If I'm not here, then I'm usually at a concert. But that's where I was, and it was a show by Dead & Company, which is the most recent incarnation of the Grateful Dead. And if there's one band that's more associated with psychedelics than any other band, it's the Grateful Dead. It's part of their history. It's how they got started, almost. They used to play at these huge parties called acid tests back in the day when LSD was still legal. And then after that started happening, of course, it became illegal. But that didn't stop people from doing psychoactive substances, psychedelics, LSD, and psilocybin mushrooms, MDMA, also known as ecstasy, those kinds of things. And for decades, those were recreational drugs. When MDMA first came around, I guess that was probably the early 80s, it was used often, especially in California, in couples therapy, because one of the effects of that drug is a lot of positive feelings, no matter what the situation. So if a couple was having a problem, if they were having marital issues and just weren't seeing eye to eye, and they went in for couples therapy, the therapist, at least in California at the time, this is in the 1980s, would prescribe MDMA. And when the couple took the drug, they would only see the positive things in their spouse. They would remember why they married that person in the first place and why they fell in love with them. And it really did help a lot of people. But of course, it was also used illicitly, in fact, by many people who followed the Grateful Dead and other people as well. But even to this day, it's a popular drug in the counterculture, in the underground, people that go to concerts, festivals, that kind of thing. But all of these substances do have medical benefits as well. And it looks like we're finally getting to a place where we can use some of these substances for their best benefits, rather than something you would take to go to a concert with and just have fun. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is because there's an article in the New York Times with a headline that says, "What does good psychedelic therapy look like?" This was originally posted on Saturday, and then updated on Monday. This is by Dana G. Smith, and she is talking about what it's like now to go to a therapist and get prescribed these drugs and use them in a clinical situation. And one of the most important things you can do, and this is, by the way, these drugs are only available legally, I believe, in two states right now. Is it Oregon and Colorado, I think? Anyway, it may say in this story. So here it is. It says, in 2020 and 2022, residents of Oregon and Colorado voted to legalize the use of psilocybin, the psychoactive ingredient in hallucinogenic mushrooms, and the Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve it and MDMA, also known as ecstasy, to treat depression and post-traumatic stress disorder by 2024. So she says that psychedelic therapy is on its way to becoming a mainstream medical treatment in mental health care. How do you feel about that? You think it's safe? You think it's something that should be done? You think that it should be legal for these situations, you know, with a therapist? Should it be legal in all states? What about Wisconsin? How would you feel if people could go to a therapist and be prescribed psilocybin mushrooms or MDMA to treat their depression or post-traumatic stress disorder? And it says here that 20 years of research has standardized the dosage of the drugs used in clinical trials, but the therapy part has not received similar scrutiny. Instead, therapists' work is often based on tradition rather than empirical evidence, said Dr. Charles Raison, the director of clinical and translational research at the USONA Institute in Wisconsin, and a professor of psychiatry at the University of Wisconsin. So one of the most important things when you're in one of these two states so far where this is legal is choosing your therapist. In most of the country, the only way to legally try psychedelic therapy using psilocybin or MDMA is to enroll in a clinical trial. The practitioner you work with should be a mental health professional, ideally specializing in your condition and certified in psychedelic therapy, for which there are now several training programs. Amy Lerner, the
clinical director of the Center for Psychedelic Psychotherapy and Trauma Research at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, recommended that people assess a potential psychedelic therapist as they would any other mental health provider. Ask about the person's training, professional certifications, and expertise. Underground options have also existed for decades, some administered by professional therapists, others by amateurs. Experts advise against using such providers because there is even less oversight. Vetting the practitioner is doubly important if you are seeking psychedelic therapy outside a clinical trial. In any setting, it is crucial that you feel safe and comfortable with the therapist, which is one reason that preparatory sessions are so important for developing trust and rapport. Before you take the drug, the clinician should meet with you for several hours over a few days to explain what the treatment will entail, especially regarding the drug's physical and psychological effects. The therapist should ask about your history and symptoms, as well as your goals and intentions for the treatment. The therapist might advise you to adopt a certain frame of mind during the session, or teach you breathing or meditation techniques to use if you are faced with an uncomfortable emotion or physical sensation while on the drug. How do you feel about that? You think that is something that Wisconsin should consider? Making legal the drugs, these psychoactive drugs, psychedelic drugs? Give us a call. Let us know your opinion. 715-388-7155. We'll be back in a minute.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 76.
East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 50 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs around 76. Upper 70s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Storms continue. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Everybody, we got 8:51 right now. This is the final segment of the show already. Stu Daniels Show, thank you for tuning in. I'm having a great time today, playing a lot of great music and talking about some interesting stuff. Hope you find it's interesting. And for this final segment, I wanted to talk about South Park. Do you watch South Park? Well, you know, that show started in August of 1997. So, you know, how long is that? Over 20, 25 years or so. But anyway, I didn't catch up with it. I didn't even know about it that much. I had friends that I worked with that talked about it, but I didn't really get into it until the pandemic hit. And then, you know, we were all stuck at home. So what are you going to do? It's like, well, I'll turn on the TV and see what's going on. And I'm not the kind of person that sits down and watches TV shows too much. I might have the TV on for news or whatever, but South Park kind of reeled me in. I'd never seen anything like it, even though by the time I discovered it, it was, you know, over 20 years old. But anyway, and since then, I kind of been hooked. It's pretty irreverent. It's some great humor, and nobody is immune from being attacked on that show. That's for sure. They often say bad things about hippies, for instance, and as well as every other group you can possibly imagine. But in that show, there was an episode about a restaurant in Colorado where the show is based. And in the episode, there was a restaurant called the Casa Bonita. And it's a real place. I mean, it was a real place in Colorado where many, many people went and took their kids, because it was a crazy Mexican restaurant with several different rooms, some of them, or all of them, I guess, with different themes. And they even had a big pool of water. It was kind of like a cave or something with cliff divers jumping into the water, etc. Well, the place was supposed to be pretty bad as far as food went. And it was just kind of place you took your kids to let them have some fun. But eventually it went under mainly because of the pandemic. Well, believe it or not, those guys who are the creators of South Park bought the place and sunk millions of dollars into it. They call it infinity dollars to bring it back. And now it's supposed to be better than ever. And it's supposed to have really good food, too. If you have any comments on this, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. And this story from the New York Times has a headline that says, "The Refries That Bind, A Cavernous Cantina Returns, Cliff Divers and All." The subheadline says, "With infinity dollars," in quotation marks, poured in by the creators of South Park, a fabled Colorado restaurant reopens with the same 1970s vibe and drastically improved food. And it says here, Colorado's defining features include glorious mountain peaks, vivid seasonal colors, skiing, and a widespread compulsion to exercise and eat well. But for generations of Colorado children, arguably the most commonly shared experience involved Casa Bonita, a vast, filthy, poorly lit underground restaurant with food that many diners deemed barely edible. Casa Bonita, sprawling over 52,000 square feet in Lakewood, a Denver suburb, served steamed refried beans, tacos, and enchiladas to thousands of people a day, buffet style. The dinner entertainment was a child's fever dream. Waterfalls, cliff divers, Black Bart's cave, faux gold and silver mines, puppet shows, and a person in a gorilla costume chased by a sheriff who sometimes joined in the cliff diving. Casa Bonita's curious childhood grip was chronicled in an episode of South Park. And after that episode ran, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the show's creators, were regularly asked whether such a place actually existed. "Oh, that's a place," Mr. Parker would respond. He said recently, "It's crazy. It's weird." Like so many Colorado children, Mr. Parker had held his birthday parties there. Then, in 2020, Casa Bonita went bankrupt, hit by the pandemic slump. The place was already in disrepair, crumbling from deferred maintenance, rife with electrical hazards, the ventilation systems coated with grease, and the carpet encrusted into something like concrete. The jokes about the food had earned it the nickname Casa Noita. Still, its passing was mourned. But in the coming weeks, the enormous casita will reopen with new owners, Mr. Parker and Mr. Stone, the creators of South Park, both native Coloradans who have spent upward of $40 million to tear it down, rebuild it, and they joke to keep everything the same, except now sanitary. Quote, "It doesn't stink like chlorine anymore," Mr. Stone said in an interview in late May during the final frantic stretch to reopen. "We could have rebuilt this twice as big for half as much money, but we spent so much restoring it like a piece of art. And the food is excellent." So if you're ever in Denver, you might want to check it out, especially if you're a South Park fan. I know if I ever get out there, I'll check it out. Anyway, something a little lighthearted to end the show with today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Man, I had a great time. Gonna be back tomorrow, same time. 8 to 10. So tune in tomorrow. Stay tuned to your local Civic Media radio station. Hope everybody has a great day. Thanks for tuning in.
This is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that
that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.